Okay.
When you listen to the recording,
let's finish the.
I hate that so much.
Yeah.
When I'm listening to it on headphones like that.
Let's take. Let's continue on Zion Amin Aleph. Okay, so now we're up to what? Rav Yehuda, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. Omer Rav Yehuda, Sukkah Asuya Kimavoy Kshera. So what does Kimavoy mean?
An alleyway, right? So there are two kinds of alleys in Halacha. You know what kinds of alleys there are?
Probably Fulash.
Fulash and Sasam. Right. So we're not talking about Sasam, because Sasam is three walls. So we mean the Mavoy Mefulash, means say it's open. So it's two parallel walls. Okay.
So Rav Yehuda says, Sukkah Asuya Kemavoy Kshera. Yeah. Rashi Kemavoy Mefulash. Of course. Sheshtei Defano Zu Keneged Zu. Opposing walls. Opposing walls. It's Kshera. Dehanami Kari Kilchasan. Interesting Rashi, right? This is also called Kilchasan. In other words, we have our original rule that you need Shtayim Kilchasan. You need Shtayim Kilchasan. And Shlish Tzviul Tefach. So up till now, Rashi said, what does Kilchasan mean? Right away, Rashi says. Like a gam. Right, Mizrach and Sephonis, like a gam, or Dromus and Maravus. But, and then the question was, where are you putting that tefach? On those two joining walls. But now Rav Yehuda says, no, Shtayim Kilchasan could also mean two parallel walls. That's also is the mashmos of Kilchasan. So what, and where do you put that tefach? Wherever you want.
Oh, Kilchasan doesn't mean...
In other words, if you look back in the beginning of the sugi, right, it says Shtayim Tanarvan Shtayim Kehil Chasan. See that, Gil? Vavam base?
Yeah.
Two dots. Rashi says Shtayim Kehil Chasan. Mizrachis Utsafonis.
Oh, Kimingam.
East and
meaning
north.
Kimingam. What's
that part of Kehil Chasan means that they are making a corner. When it says Shtayim, up till now we've been learning Shtayim Kilchasan, there's two Rashi. The next Kilchasan means Meshech Sukkah. It means it's a shear of a Sukkah, and it has the orientation, and they're functioning to cut off the travel. That was our Svar. Right? The shear of a Sukkah, and they are functionally
blocking out
the Eilam. But now he's learning he's interpreting now the Braisa of Shtayim Kilchasan just to be like the second Rashi. Any two walls that have the meshech of a sukkah, that have the length of a kosher sukkah, are Kilchasan. So even two walls that are opposite each other, that also qualifies as Kilchasan. And now, and where do you put the tefach? So now we know it's Shtayim Kilchasan and Shlish Tzviul Tefach. So where do you put the tefach? L'chol Ruach Sheyirtze. You put it anywhere you want. Rashi. Sheharei Yeshkan Arba Yotzen. You have four Yotzen. Right? Now, as he's saying, it's like a throwback to Rav. Mamido Keneget HaYotze. So with Rav's case, he only had two Yotzen.
This one or this one. Now you got four Yotzen.
Oh.
So you can put it on any Yotze that you want.
Oh, man.
Okay. Ule'eza Yotze sheyirtze ya'asenu. Yep. I mean, they're all equal. There's no reason to differentiate one over the other.
Mm-hmm.
Unless we have a favorite direction or something. No evidence that we favor one direction over another. So that's the way he interprets the brice of Shtayim Kilchasan Shlish Tzviul Tefach. Okay, so what's going on here? So what's the machlokas? So what's his idea? What's his idea? What's Rav's idea? What's Rav Yehuda's idea that this would be enough? This is Shekhil Chosin. And that tefach is can be any way you want. Okay, so let's just think about for a minute the difference between parallel walls and walls that are kamin gam, right? And we started talking about this, right? So
still walk through it.
You can walk through it, but what does it do? What do parallel walls do? They have to do something.
They define like a vertical tshura.
In other words, so let's say like this: the mavoi, the machitzos that are like a mavoi, they do function. Let's play a game.
Yay!
Okay. Let's play a game. Let's say I only have one wall, right? What does that do? Now let's think about what walls do. What are walls doing?
Separates.
Separates
two areas.
Areas, okay. So you could say one wall separates this side from this side, okay. Right? And for instance, if I was growing, wheat over here, I could grow grapes over here. Right? That's because you're not allowed to grow wheat and grapes together. And there's a certain closeness that's considered together. But if I have a mechitza between them, it's separated. Right? They're separated.
They're not growing in the same makom anymore?
They're not in the same makom anymore. So it's differentiating. It's differentiating area. So what do I achieve, though, when I put a second wall here?
Another differentiation?
What's that?
Another differentiation? It's like it's making it more isolated.
Okay.
Isolated.
So there was, now I can say...
This is separate.
That there's an area between these two walls. In other words, I can define an area. If I have just one wall, I can't define an area. Right? That's like the guy who says... I'm going to build a fence around the entire globe. How? I put a pole in the North Pole. It's a very small... It's a fence that goes around every... All right. So one wall does not make an area. Right? One wall does not make an area.
Because you mean both places,
right?
Are...
You need both, you need both places, correct.
They're on equal footing, you just have one wall.
That's right. And there's no limit, there's no bounds, there's no boundary. There's just a separation, but no boundary. Right? So, Rav Yehuda is saying that in order to have a sukkah, what do we really need? He doesn't care about the flow of traffic, apparently. He doesn't say it has to be qualified by any idea of separation from the derech, from the hiluch of other people. It just has to be defined. You need your walls to define your makom. So two walls define the makom. Between two walls. Meet me between two walls. That's an area. Between the two walls is a defined makom. Right? You can put up two walls and say, this is mine. Put up one wall, you can't say, this is mine. What area is yours? You put up one wall. You need another wall to limit it. So the question then is, what do you need the tefach for? That's the only problem. The argument's too good. That's the problem. Right, Gil?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the argument is too good. So then, what do you need the third wall for? What do you need the tefach for?
We had a similar problem before, you know.
So if I could say that this is the thing about sukkah. And I guess in general, when you're dealing with these kinds of areas, these types of topics, you have to always think about two things. We're thinking about two different things. What are we thinking about? We're thinking about the area that's being created, and we're thinking about also what? The structure of the sukkah itself. Okay? Now there's two things. There, sukkah is a certain structure that qualifies an area. So we need to be mindful of both of those ideas. Right? We need to be... If one wall is a structure that doesn't define an area, separates two areas, doesn't define an area. Two walls, I can say, define an area. But it would seem, what is it lacking if it's just two walls? Yeah.
No problem.
So Josh is saying that, in other words, what is the third? Really, it's following the same pattern we were learning before, that the two walls are creating the function of the walls. So over here, it's just delineation of makom. But the mechitza, the tefach, is needed for the tziruf of those two walls. In other words, it has to be nicker that it's a structure that's functioning for the space in between, as opposed to the fact that maybe there are two walls that just happen to be here. Just like we had on the last case, we had that Rod said, if you put a tefach here, it looks like it's on its own. So how do we know that these two walls are functioning together, biyachad, for one area?
What's inside?
Maybe this is John's wall and that's Joe's wall.
Yeah.
Who knows that? Who knows that these two have? Who knows that they're a structure of one entity? That's what the tefach is doing.
Mm-hmm.
Tefach is a tziruf in terms of the area mamela. It's differentiated and it's defined and it's delineated. But in terms of the chefza of defanos, do you have one chefza of defanos? You need something else to indicate that is a tziruf between the two. Okay, so that's Rabbi Yehuda. Go weiter. So anyway, so now the Gemara is like this. So now Rabbi Simon says, right, he says, now what do you need? You need a pas arba umashu umamido bepachos mishlosha. This is Rabbi Simon again now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So he says no. He says, Rabbi Yehuda, you're wrong. What do we really need? We need to take a board that's four tefachim wide and put it within three. So now I'll get seven. Right?
Yeah.
And now I'll get seven.
What's the chiddush there?
Let's see. He says, "Ose pas dofen gomer shel dal tefachim, a full wall of four tefachim, umamido bepachos migimel, samach dofen etzel miktsoa, pas arba. Why does it have to be a pas arba? Dechi amrinan lavud ika shiva tefachim aruch, kidei suka ketana. So I guess it's got to be a little bit bigger than dal, right?" But what's he saying basically? Yeah. So he says he's saying that if you have a sukkah that's a kamin gam, you can't get away with any halacha l'moshe Sinai deal over here. You need a full wall on that side. That's the only way you can do mefulash. Basically,
like,
you can't do mefulash.
There's no chiddush. You can't do the halacha l'moshe Sinai.
I mean, basically, what is he saying? He's saying that, put it into halachic terms, what is he saying? That is not shtayim kilchasan. Mavoi mefulash is not shtayim kilchasan. You need to create the shtayim kilchasan. How do you create shtayim? What's the minimum way to create a shtayim kilchasan? It is a pas arba mashu besoch gimel.
Yeah.
So basically what he's saying is you've got to turn this into your shtayim kilchasan.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
Right?
What's the third one doing there?
Then the third one is happens to be there. That's
I only have two.
It could have been your
The third one
could have been a tefach, but now
the third one's a tefach. It's not
a tefach.
If a tefach works, it's not a tefach. So okay.
Okay,
but
let's see.
Do you think it's not attached to it? Like,
right, so then what it means is this is a full wall, right? This is a full wall, and this is called a doorway. You have a full walled, no shortcut sukkah.
Even though that wall could be as really far.
So there's a limit. There's a limit. It can't be more than 10 amos away. Because that otherwise it's not considered the Pesach. Pesach can go up to 10 amos.
Oh, I see. You don't need to raise a pesach on that.
You don't need to raise
a
pesach.
You said shtayim kelchasan, and then a third. If you have three kelchasan, you'd have your third one as far as 10 amos away from the gam.
That's right, because we'll consider this a doorway.
Uh-huh.
You're allowed to have a back door.
Wait, hold on. Your Pesach can't be more than 10 hours away?
Correct. Without a Tzuras of Pesach.
Okay, without a Tzuras of Pesach.
Right.
Okay.
Right, slightly controversial, but the question is, can it be more with the Tzuras of Pesach? That's a big machlokas. But anyway, let's just get this straight. So now the Gemara asks an interesting question. It says, how come Rabbi Simon was happy with the Tefach Socheik? Yes, before, and now he demands the Pas Arba. Yeah. So what does the Gemara say? It says, over there, when he said all you need was the tefach, that's because you had shtayim kilchoson already. You had shtei defanos, kilchoson, shlemos, kilchoson. And what does kilchoson mean? It means kimingam. They nearos mefuloshos kihai. They didn't look open like this one. So then all you needed was that tefach sochik. But here... There's Leka Shtei Defanos. You don't have two Defanos. What do you mean you don't have two Defanos? You don't have two Defanos Kilchoson, right? If you have a Pas Arba, yes. Without the Pas Arba, no.
How are you reading the Leka Shtei Defanos?
Kilchoson. You don't have two Defanos that are Kilchoson, Kimin Gam.
So why doesn't the Gemara just write Shtei Defanos Kilchoson?
Yeah, the Riff has that. I think the Riff's Girsa does have that. Do you have the Riff?
The second time.
He has the word Ka'arevan. That's what the Ritva was using that word?
Yeah.
That means Kamingam. Just means connected. The Ritva has the word Da'arevan both times. Okay. Let's take the Ritva. You got the Ritva? So the Ritva has, like Rashi, he's a little bit different than Rashi. He's learning, he's continuing the Tefach Sochik Sora. But he goes through it clearly, that if you don't have it, Kimin Gam, that's the way Rabbi Simon is coming back, then it's not Shtei Defanos Da'arivan. So that's the only Halacha Moshe we see now. Shtei Defanos Ka'arivan. Then you have the steamer with the Tefach Sochik. But if you don't have it that way, if you have it like a Mavoi, so then, it's not sufficient with the tefach. Then you're going to need to put up basically a full wall. But the full wall is accomplished with Dalid and Lavad. Because it's the Pas for Lavad, Iko Shiva Tvachim. Together, when you have Pas plus the Lavad, now you have a wall of seven Tvachim. That's Hechsher Sukkah. Mm-hmm. And then it's good even in the big Sukkah. That's what I was telling you before, because the rest of it is considered like a Pesach. Okay, go ahead.
Mihu, afilu besuka ktana, lomit parsha, betefach, soche, bintayim.
Lomit kasher, whichever way you
want. Betefach, soche, bintayim, vahavi, lovud, lacholzat.
Now here's the part that I wanted you to think about, because this doesn't seem to make sense. It's very, very difficult. He says, look, he says, if you have a big sukkah, so then, I understand you'll have a wall here, right? Seven tefachim, and then this would be your Pesach, and it won't be sufficient if this was less than seven tefachim because you don't have a wall, right? But let's say you had a sukkah that's exactly seven. This whole thing is seven. Why can't I put a pas? One plus right in the middle, and then this will be right three minus. This will be three minus. I'll have a full wall. What can be bad about that? A full wall. You're going to tell me you don't like Lovud? You're going to tell me Lovud doesn't work on an angle? It's not true, because he's very clear.
Lovud can work all around.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, Rashi has that case later in the Gemara, that you could make a full sukkah out of poles. Rashi says poles that are the one etzba wide.
In which you place them.
So what is he talking about? And he tries to give a reason why. He
says,
because Leolam Shtei Defanos Kashir Sukkah Dariven Bainan, we always need that. But you have it! You have it with Lovud!
And we only say that you need the Shtei Defanos Dariven in terms of Halacha Moshe Sinai.
That's right! You're not using Halacha Moshe Sinai.
Right. using this problem.
And also, you're saying, even if it's a
in other words, in either way, you're getting a wall of seven out of lovehood and something.
Right.
So why is it better when it's four and less than three to give you a kamin gam over there?
Mm-hmm.
Then why is that better than lovehood and the tefach to give you three full walls? So maybe you'll say lovehood just doesn't work by walls of a sukkah. But take a look at Rashi on the bottom. Dofen sukkah kedofen Shabbos. See that one?
Yeah.
He says, "Called Sidi Defano Shitiracham Shabbos Kigoyim Mechitza Shel Shesi Vlo Orev." That means if it's just up and not across. Makifin Bekonim Ubilvashli Ebein Konim Lechaveh or Shlosh Tzvachim. So you can have a whole sukkah made out of konim poles, as long as you don't have three tzvachim between them. V'yafal Pisha Rochav Kona Eino Ela Mole Etzba. Even though each pole is only the width of a finger. As long as you have less than three tefachim between each pole, that's the width of a finger. V'ika parts ruba ala omed. How do you go? Ella mole etzva v'yesh bein. Right, because it doesn't matter.
Even those parts.
Right, they're meaning love it. V'havi kilu omed. It's all omed. That's what Lovett tells you. Lovett tells you as long as you don't have three tefachim in between each pole, you don't have space. You have wall.
Yeah.
So Lovett is a real serious mechanism. Mm-hmm. So what is wrong over here with putting that one stick in the one tefach in the middle and getting a full three
yeah.
walled mechitza? Let's break down what he's saying carefully, okay? He's saying like this. You need what? What does Shtayim Kilchoson mean according to him? A Revon. Kimin Gam. Okay? He says every sukkah has to have Shtayim Kilchoson. Okay. Shtayim Kilchoson, right. Right. But love counts as a real wall. When I say Shtayim Kilchoson, a loved wall is a good wall.
Apparently not, no?
No, Ritva says later, he agrees completely with Rashi's pshat on that later on. He has no problem with using Lovet for a wall. He says, Umiyu, B'Shabbos, he says, Dofin, Ra'ikar ha'pirish ka'pirish Rashi, d'chihechi d'hazam shirinam shesi b'lo orev, orev b'lo shesi, hachinami li'in sukkah. Pirish l'pirish ha'soka da'idach ha'mina, you might think that since by sukkah you only need two walls, nachmir tfei, maybe we're more machmir than we are by Shabbos. Kamash malon, v'haynu dekamru, b'vashli yibin karnu l'kchaveh, or shlosh tzvachim, d'leik alavad. As long as you don't have a problem of lavad, you don't have any greater requirement than you have on Shabbos. If you have a wall for Shabbos, it'll be a wall for sukkah. So lavad is good. He disagrees with Tosus, not like Tosus, who says that we don't allow a full lovet over here. But, yep.
Does the Ritva ever allow lovet in this context, in the middle?
Not in the middle. Only to make the seven. So let's just state the problem here. He allows lovet to make a wall of seven at the bottom. But he won't allow Lovett to make a wall of seven at the top.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what is the difference?
One of the real mechitza.
And now, Lovett is a real mechitza.
No, I'm saying, without Lovett, there's a mechitza of Dalit. Pas.
Okay. Okay.
I'm saying that basically you have an existing. Lovett can create a structure, it just connects, basically. And creates a structure.
Why don't you just look at your Shkai
and basically, there's two things.
One, that one,
good, what?
Why don't you just look at your Shtayim Kilchoson as this one and this one?
Good question. Why don't you look at your Shtayim Kilchoson like this one and this one? Why?
Because it's too lovely.
Why can't you look at your Shtayim Kilchoson like the full wall? And what? Say it clearly. And the space of less than three.
The
tefach.
And the lovely.
And the lovely.
Yeah.
Why?
It's still open, really.
This is what I want to say over here. I don't see any other possibility. That doesn't mean anything necessarily, but I think what the Ritva means is When we say that a sukkah is shtayim kilchason, and shtayim kilchason means kimin gam, it doesn't mean only that when you look at your sukkah as it's made, you have to be able to identify two walls kimin gam. It means conceptually, there has to be an ikar of the sukkah's existence of shtayim kilchason. There has to be an intrinsic existence of your shtayim kilchason, and the third wall can be added to it. But over here, what if I didn't have this third wall? What would I have?
You'd have one wall.
I'd have one wall with a pot with a four tefach protrusion.
What about the conic case? I don't understand that. What about conic?
If I have conic, what do I have?
For the whole way, conic.
Conic. What do I have?
I
have all of these conim are in line with each other. Okay? They are a wall.
Right.
Okay? These conim are in line with each other. They are a wall.
Right.
I can identify in my sukkah, here's a wall kimin gam, here's a wall kimin gam. Do I care about this one? No. But over here, here's the trick in this case. Where are my two walls that are kimin gam? Unless I have the third wall,
so these two aren't isolated.
I don't have an ikar of shtayim kilchason.
Mm-hmm.
When we say that that a sukkah is shtayim kilchason v'shlishas afilu tefach, it means to say that the structure on its own has to express that there's a cheftza that exists independently of a min gam. But if I have to add my third wall, and before I add, when do I get my shtayim kilchason over here? Not until I add the third wall. Then that means that there's no ikar of shtayim kilchason. Because there's no independent existence. I can't deconstruct my sukkah. I have to be able to build it as a min gam that I add to and I augment and I qualify. But if the third wall is needed to make the shtayim kilchason, I don't have the cheftz of sukkah. That's not a cheftz of sukkah. Ben, you hear what I'm trying to go?
Yeah. I actually had a different shot.
Better?
I don't know if it's better.
I was the only one.
I'm just easy. What's your other shot?
Yeah, right. Can't be any other way.
No, let's hear.
So I wanted to say that the Rip was learning that this setup of 313 wouldn't work at all. Period.
Right.
Because what is Lavud? If Lavud, does Lavud create a Mechitza or does it complete a Mechitza? If the function of Lavud is to complete an already existing Mechitza, then there's nothing to complete because you only have one Tefach, and so you would need a initial, you need a pre-existing wall to complete.
Right. But that's because you didn't have the fact that you could make an entire wall out of Kanim.
Yeah, that's where that comes out our case.
Right.
That's what I was saying. What? There's a case of just Kanim. And that works.
That will work.
No, there's no dal by dal. That's why that's an important
Like
case.
In the Gemara that...
If we hold like that.
Yeah.
You can create a wall with just one Tefach. One Tefach, one Tefach, one Tefach, one Tefach, one Tefach. And that feels
no,
like
it's a good start, but the facts get in the way. But that's not your fault. I didn't give you all the facts. But if you look later on in the Gemara says that... it says, Dofen sukkah kedofen shabbos ubavad shlo yei ben karni lechaveh v'shloshet tvachem. There's no difference between a wall of a sukkah and a wall of Shabbos. And just saying, as long as you don't have more than three tvachem, that's really the same. So Rashi says, it means you can have a whole wall out of a whole wall for your sukkah just made out of sticks, as long as they're not three tvachim apart. And the Ritva says, why does he even have to say that? Because you might think there's a chumrah by sukkah, since you only need two walls. Maybe you need stronger walls, bigger walls, more mamashas to it. He says, no, the chiddush is, we don't differentiate. There's no difference at all.
Oh, so the Ritva holds that you can do it over there?
Yeah.
That's why I asked before if there was another place where the Ritva.
Oh, I didn't hear that. I'm sorry. Yeah. So yeah, so that's what I'm trying to say though. You'd have to be able to see in your sukkah the chefza of mingam. That is the ikkar. Over here, you don't have any intrinsic chefza of mingam. It's only when you add this wall that now I can say this becomes a mingam. So it's a very interesting concept. You have to think about it.
It's also interesting why they keep going back to kehilchasan.
Kehilchasan.
And the first part, I didn't understand. Like, all the time you think seven.
Right.
And all of a sudden, kemingam is in kehilchasan. You just think that's the structure that you happen to be using.
Right.
But it's not kehilchasan, you know, like everyone is saying. Kehilchasan to be shavan.
Right. This expresses an ikar of the defanos of mavoi. And it's an augmentation of those defanos. Sukkah has to be an augmentation of the gam. Because it's the function of this that's the ikar. Now you can do it over here by adding a pas arba. There's no problem using lovud. The problem is when you have to use another wall to make your two walls. That's the problem. Because then you don't have the intrinsic chefza of the mingam.
These aren't your mingam.
That's not your mingam, right? Right. So it would be strange that you could... Right. So then the only thing you could do if you wanted to... You could go like this. Someone's going to ask you this question. You could, I don't know actually if you could do this or not, but you could certainly do this. You could put another tefach here, let's say, right? These will be your shtayim kilchasan. And then, what? Uh-huh. And then you can have your pas shochek here.
Can you start again because there are too many lines going on. Let me go on.
Right, you'd be able to do this. Maybe you'll think this is strange, but I think you should be able to do this. Have one good wall, right? Then make your kanim wall out of for lovud, right?
And that's your shtayim.
As long as this on its own is seven,
okay.
Now you have your shtayim gilchasan, and then you can have your tefach sochek here. Right, that's not a problem.
Shouldn't be. Is it connecting to the other the Kanim wall by Lovud or something? Like, how is it?
Yeah, it's connecting to the Kanim wall by Lovud. In other words, you might ask me this question. You might say, "How come? Why? How is it I can't do this, but I can do this?"
Yeah, that's a great question.
Right. In other words, could I do this?
I can't do it. You're saying that one in the middle is four.
Can I do that?
Yeah.
What are the dimensions?
Well,
how big is that piece in the middle?
You didn't need that
this one is one.
One.
No, you can't do that. No.
That's the same thing.
I know. Why?
Because you have to be able to say this is not a wall. And you have to be able to say with this not being a wall, I have two walls coming down. If I'm using this as a wall, once I'm using it as a wall, it cannot participate in creating the mingam. You understand?
Yes.
If I had.
Why can't it just be? Oh, it happens to be another wall, like.
Because a sukkah needs three walls, and the three walls have to be an essence of mingam, plus a tofel of the third. If the third one is making the mingam, then it's not a tofel. Then it's an ikar. That's not the structure. The structure is that it gives... The structure is that there's an essential existence of structure and then something that's augmenting and qualifying. But the qualifier can't be giving it the essence of its structure. That's the thing. So this wall, this third wall, it has to be able to be removed and still for there to be an ikar of mingam. Otherwise, it's not shtayim kilchoson vaf. Now, according to this, when we say shtayim kilchoson v'shlishas afilu tefach, that is a din. That is the din that it must express that. It must always express the concept that there's a two that are kilchoson and the third that's secondary. If I do it like the Mavoy case, then I don't have in this structure my Shtayim Kilchasan V'Shlishas Afilu Tefach. Because Because the third wall, I can't say this is just a 10-foot wall.
It won't work. I know. So then you do the pass arbol. You do the pass.
So I'll do a pass.
So now you have your strong corner. So now what is that extra wall though?
Oh, so then this extra wall is a full third wall.
But in terms of what, we don't know.
You could have just a tefach.
You could have just a tefach here. That would be fine too.
That would be autical. That would be babishlam kiyochsam ve'echa tefach. I'm just saying that. How do you know that that should work then?
Because that's a real schema. That's a full schema. I mean, could I have a tefach over here?
You couldn't, because that's not
according to Rabbi Simon, because he holds you have to have the tefach sochek within three. There's nothing to be within three over here.
Right. So you have two walls and nothing.
You can't have a tefach sochek that's loved to an empty corner. Right.
Yeah, but if you put it in the corner there, then you're...
If you put it in the corner here and you made it four tefachim, that would be great.
That's already Rabbi Yehuda.
You have to make it four tefachim.
That's not great, though, no. Zero of Shnayim Kilchasim.
Yeah, you have it already. This is seven. These are full. This is your Shnayim Kilchasim.
Oh, I thought you were using Lavid over there, no?
No, I made it.
You already have.
I made a full seven.
Oh, and then the four comes off of it.
And the four is on the corner. So this is your Pesach.
Does that to the corner?
What?
The top wall, does that extend to the corner where the tefach sochek is?
There's no tefach sochek in this case.
We're just making up cases.
Let's say I had a mingam.
Right. Seven by seven. Okay.
7 by 10. Whatever you want to say, right? Mm-hmm. And then I put a four tefach in the corner on the corner over here.
Why can't there be a tefach?
According to
it
who?
It can't be a tefach.
Why? Then isn't it
Rabbi Simon? No, we're not learning like Rav. We're learning Rabbi Simon.
Rabbi Simon is a tefach sochek, no?
So, but you can't have a tefach sochek to an empty corner.
Right.
So his tefach sochek is just getting to four. He wants to get to four.
Four
tefachim.
Oh, yeah. Four
right. He wants rov v'dofen.
Yeah, right. But so it needs to be on the corner. On the actual corner, no?
It needs to be on the third wall.
Right.
There's a wall there.
So here's your two walls.
Is there a wall?
Yeah, there's a wall there. Because of love.
Wall,
right there.
This is a wall.
Yeah.
Here's your... This is Pesach. This is considered the Pesach. And...
I see. So you do have a mingam.
Yeah,
you have mingam already.
Oh, I see. And then you're using... Oh, that's interesting. Because you are using lavad, but even without the lavad that you're using, you would have a real mingam.
I mean, that's a good question. Would that be good, according to him?
I don't think so.
Could you put that tefach... Could you put that pas
arba...
Why not? I don't understand why not.
Could you put the pas arba off the corner?
The tefach sochek, no?
Well, pas arba is... I'm sorry, yeah. I mean to say the tefach sochek, but you can't have a tefach sochek to nothing.
Empty,
so you
exactly.
have to... Rov dofen. It's his rov dofen. I mean, right. Tefach sochek is just a rov dofen.
Right. you have it with tefach sochek.
You can't have tefach sochek to nothing.
Oh, for nothing. So. He's saying there's no...
But there is a lovely corner.
No, you can't. There's no such thing as a lovely corner.
You can't make that wall up from tefach sochek.
You can't do that.
Exactly.
You can't do that. There's no love to anything.
If it's a tefach...
No, love has to be to something real.
That's how you put a tefach in the corner. Then you have love from the inside.
It's like a love to love.
You can't connect one love.
You can do that, but that's not going to... Right. But. All right, think about that.
Rabbi, one thing.
It's a good point. It was what this svar is dependent on is that there's a difference between kanim that are in line. Kanim that are in line are all considered one dofen. Okay? As opposed to the tefach in the middle of the mavoi going to the corner of the opposing wall in the mavoi. That corner is not, we don't say that corner is like a thing that's in line with your tefach and is part of your tefach's dofen. It's not. It's that this tefach goes to this wall and to this wall and therefore creates is considered like it's sosum to each wall, but it's sosum to another wall as opposed to kunim. They're all just in sosum to each other and they're participating in the same shame dofen. This is all one shame dofen. This is one shame dofen and this is a different shame dofen. In the structure of sukkah, there must be an independent shame dofen of mingam. In the case of the mavoi, I can't have an independent structure of a dofen kim mingam. Because to have the mingam dofen, I need this third dofen.
But you'd also need this plank right here.
Now here's the trick. To remedy the situation, I would have to remove this dofen and leave a kana in the corner. That would be good.
Right.
And then I'd have to make my other dofen on the other side. That would be fine.
The mingam.
Because then I can call this a mingam.
No, then
why do you need two of them? One of them.
No, because I need one min. I need. Okay, fine, right. Then I could use this as a tefach tzolchik.
Maybe we're saying basically that lovud.
You hear what I'm saying, Ben?
I don't know. What's the difference between a plank and in the full wall?
Because walls are structural components of a sukkah, and Allah Almighty says that your sukkah has to be able to be deconstructed into an essential mingam. There has to be able to be deconstructed into a core substance that is independently one mingam. Okay? So now
so
I go like this.
So
if I have three walls only, can I take away the third wall and remain with a mingam?
No.
But if I had only one little dot over there, and I have another, I have my other thing here. Here's my tefach selfie. So what can I say? Well, can I remove this tefach? Can I remove this third wall and still have a mingam? Yes, great. Then I can add the tefach selfie and complete it.
Even if you still have the wall, though, you can still do the same thing.
Which case? If
so
I had
you
this
put the wall on the left, why can't you? You can still add
you
the
could.
Tefach selfie and then
you could, but then I wouldn't need this. I have to be able to sort of remove.
Yeah.
I have to be able to remove and be and remain with one mingam structure. So if I only have three walls, and it's the mavoi plus that tefach in the middle, it's impossible to turn that situation into a latent mingam, because this is my wall. This is my third wall.
You can't ask Lover to create a wall when there's two good walls. It's gonna try to join them in a sense.
Right.
In
other words, this wall needs the existence of this wall. Then that means to say I don't have an inherent two-wall structure with a third addition. But, yeah, in a hanami, if I only had a kone over here,
mm-hmm.
So this would be my mingam.
Right.
And then I could make my third wall on the opposite side. That'll be fine. But this thing can't both be a wall that's necessary and make the mingam. It can't. The mingam has to stand on its own. Within the structure of the sukkah, I have to be able to look at it and say, strip away all of the accidental features, there's my mingam. But if I have a mavoi, I can't. I can't say, well, strip this away and I'll remain with my essential mingam. Once I remove this, I don't have a mingam. Then that means that it's not an essential mingam structure. It's essentially a mavoi structure. It's essentially a dead-end structure.
How many will hurt you?
Exactly. That's
yeah.
the amazing chiddush.
Yeah.
That when it says, shtayim kilchosan v'shlish afilu tefach, it's not telling you a minimum. It's telling you a specific requirement.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just saying, this is what you can get away with, but the more the better. It's possible that the more could be worse, because you must have this concept of shtayim kilchosan.
Doesn't it seem like the fact that